We welcome the Godhead into this service. And Holy Spirit, move the way God wants you to move. We don't know what we have need of, but Father God, you do. We feel the awesomeness of your presence. And we know that you've come to sup with us tonight. Thank you, Father. Are you listening for the sound of the wind? Is your sails open wide? Are you ready to allow the wind to blow you where I want you to go? I am not a make-believe God. I am that I am, your creator. And I created a perfect image of my Son Jesus in you. I want you to penetrate the heavens this night. I want you to come into the deepest part of my kingdom and abide there. Allow me to minister to you wholeness. The enemy has my body fragmented, but I want to minister wholeness to you this night. I have my hand upon you, and my eyes are watching over you. Let's walk together, you and I. Let's do this perfect works that needs to be done in unity, one mind, and one accord. Never for one instant think that I have aborted my plans for your life. They are still in the making. They are not yet finished. We have a great deal of work to do, you and I. Walking hand in hand. Bringing in the lost and the dying. Dispelling the darkness with our lights. Children, we are working, you and I. We are bringing the kingdom of darkness down. And you will see my hand at work all across this nation. All the promises that you've been saying, God, when? They've been in the making and I'm bringing them to pass. What the enemy thought he had destroyed, I am resurrecting once again. I am bringing a fresh wind across this United States of America. And the enemy's plan will not prevail. Right now, feel my arms round about you. Feel my tears upon your cheeks. Sift you over and over and over again. But you have endured every sifting. You have come forth as pure shining gold. And we are ready. We are ready to kick the enemy right out of the camp. We are ready to go into the nations and set the captives free. You and I have been working a long time. And now is the time. fulfillment of all that I've spoken in the past year. Feel my hand upon your shoulders right now. I know each of you. I am in sorrow and complacency and come into my heavenly realm where my power and my authority will rest upon you in a mighty way. Hold fast to what I've given you and open your arms wide for what I am bringing to you. Your future looms bright before you, and the enemy has no place. Little children, you will see very soon, before these seasons end, my glory ascend upon this earth. And you will see a great outpouring of my spirit upon this lost and dying world. And then comes your part. You will minister salvation and love and compassion to these lost and dying that I'm bringing into the houses of the Lord. You will see that you will be able to do this because I will place a special anointing upon you. And my spirit will draw them to the cross. You really don't have a works to do. All you have to do is be a vessel of love and honor and pour love into these souls that are so embittered, so lost, and so undone. You and I, we are going to walk the streets of gold together, not in death, but in revelation. I will bring you up hither, and we will walk and we will talk, and I will show you things that are going to come upon this land. You will write book after book from the heavenly knowledge that I'm going to give to you. Oh, children, what you've already felt is just a foretaste of what you're going to feel and go through with me. My kingdom is one of joy and laughter, dancing, merriment, rejoicing. There is no sadness in my kingdom. As you read my word, the disciples who have sold herself out to me truly walked in joy, no matter what they had to endure. They brought my kingdom to earth and shared it with the lost and the dying. You are going to do the very same thing. You're going to walk in the footsteps of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're going to walk in the footsteps of David and Esther. You will fulfill all that I've called you to fulfill. Never fear that you will falter and fall, because I called you. I have given you a backbone of steel and a floor, a forehead of flint, and invite me to go with you through these trials and tribulations that are going to come upon this land. But I want you to remember one thing. I've given you a promise to provide you provision, and this I shall do. Please do not worry about the future. Don't think about the past. Walk each day as it comes and allow me to use you the way I so desire. Your hearts have been merry at times, and other times they've been sad, which is okay. There are times I laugh with you, and there are times I cry with you. And see, that's okay. To readjust and realign the way you think, my heart must be my thoughts, and Savior, forsake you. Are you the spirit of those is my spirit and my glory falls? Because that's what you're doing for right now. There is one body to minister to the lost and the dying. Each one of you have a different background, and I brought you together. And many people look at you and say, what a motley crew this is. But you are a group of people that understands the rigors of life, both good and bad. And you know what it is to be down. You know what it is to be up. And you know what it is to cry and wait for years for your promises to come to pass. You are the ones that I have chosen to minister to the lost and dying because they have no hope. They don't see a future. That's why they do what they do. They don't see a future. They need a miracle. And that miracle is you. As you go forth and you start ministering, I will use you as a miracle. And you will see yourself for who you really are. Look at yourself through my eyes. You will see that you come up short in many areas. But as you see where you are coming up short, bring it to the throne of grace. And I will take it, and I will resurrect what needs resurrected. Your dry bones will come life, and you will take that life-giving power to others who have died, and their bones have dried up. The futility that the world knows, I want to use you to break that. And I want to use you to bring them comfort and courage in this end time hour. Each day you live is a gift I give to you. You give somebody else that gift of life also. Give them a reason to get out of bed and to move forward. You triumph over the darkness in their life, and you set the captives free. I've given you all power and all authority. You have the authority to cause the enemy to leave, first in your life and then in others that you come in contact with. Are you ready to storm the gates of hell and pull those that are falling down into the abyss, pulling them up out of the abyss, setting them on my promises, administering life into a soul that died many years ago? Look around about you. Look what the drugs and the addiction have done to the people. They don't have any life. They're dried up bones just walking around. Children, do you really weep for the lost? Do you really sit and talk to me about what you can do to help them? I know. The world is messed up. But you don't have to be part of the world. You do not have to be messed up. Because I, the Lord thy God, I've come down into your midst over and over and over again and touched you and brought you forth. You know that I love you. You know that I'm always there when you call out to me. And you know that I know exactly where you're at. Will you tonight take the kingdom of light into the dark places? And by that I mean into those that you know that have a dark soul, that have no hope, that have given up hope, and they're just existing. The enemy has dragged them down into the pit with him. But I want you to pull them back up out of the pit. I want you to bring them forth and minister love and salvation to them. Are you ready to forget about yourself? Quit thinking about the climbing the ladder of success and just minister to the lost and the dying. You have so much. You have so much that I've given you. Don't let it die in the vine. Resurrect what I've given you now, once again, and take it to someone you know that needs to know about my love. Wholeness. What this world needs is wholeness once again. It is so fragmented. And I want to make it whole, but I need you to be hearing my voice and going forth and ministering to who I tell you to go to. I am speaking. I've said many times to you, do you hear the wind? Do you hear the wind blowing against you? But you never felt the wind. The wind is me calling you in a total submission to me and going forth and bringing in the harvest. Bread, God wants you to submit all that you are and all that you ever will be to him right now. He's saying don't relinquish your rights to the enemy. He's saying, son, raise your faith level right now. God's saying, some of you in here, in the sound of my voice, you'll do things with a smile on your face, but deep in your heart, you're upset about the fact that you have to keep doing the same things over and over again. God said he would rather you didn't do it if you can't do it with a joyful heart. And God's saying, more than Brett has relinquished his kingdom rights, and he wants each one of you to take back what you've let the enemy steal from you. And God said, if you can't believe him when he speaks to you through a prophet, then don't ask for another word from a prophet. God is tired of wasting his breath. He's tired of telling you the same thing over and over and over again. And God's saying that when you meet somebody and they're messed up, he wants you to put the shoe on the other foot and put yourself in the place of that person you're talking to. And what would you want them to do with you? Then do the same to them. And I'm hearing God say this winter is going to bring a lot of changes in the world, in the church, and even in each one of our individual lives. So he's saying to you to build up your mouth, hold in faith, and get ready for the changes that are going to occur all across this land and even in your own life. And he's saying complaining is not going to change the problems in the world. Praying will change everything in the atmosphere. I have spoken to you tonight, my children, from a father's heart. And I would ask you this favor. Would you please talk to me like a son or a daughter to a father? And let's start having communion together once again. If you speak, I will surely answer. But I will never push myself on you, never. So many things I want to share with you. But you let the busyness of the world shove me out. Please, make me first place in your heart once again. And let's commune one with the other. And let's just get it together for one final time. Right now, tonight, I'm lifting off of you all those heavy loads that you're carrying that I never gave you. I'm placing a new mantle of peace over you. And I'm saying, peace, be still. Follow my voice. Do only what I ask you to do, nothing more, nothing less. And let's finish this race and make it a glorious race. Just bask in God's glory right now because he won't let me open my eyes. So just bask in his glory right now. No more milk. No more milk. We've graduated to real food. I'm going to take you and teach you the meat of my word. And then I don't want you to compromise it ever again. It says what it says. Why do they keep rewriting my word? Trying to satisfy the flesh. They don't want to feel condemnation, so they satisfy the flesh by changing my words. My word is yes and amen. And it will never change. Right now, God's saying that shame that you've been carrying, he wants you to give it to him right now. All the shame that you've been carrying, give it to him right now. Don't carry it one more second. There's so much brokenness within some of you, God is saying. Give that to Him right now, all that brokenness. And see, in this brokenness, you're blaming somebody else for the brokenness, and you have to start taking your part of the blame too. You weren't doing what God's word tells you to do, and this is why you're at where you're at tonight. Now, you take the blame where it belongs, and that's on you. Don't worry about the other person. It's on you. And you let God take that and set you free from it. Don't be where my words to the blind lead the blind and they both fall in a ditch. Don't be blind to what God's word is telling you. Know the richness of the word. And God is saying He wants you to heap mercy upon those who come against you all the time. Heap mercy upon them. There's some in the sound of my voice that you keep holding on to bitterness. You need to let go of the bitterness. You haven't given God that brokenness yet. He said they're so broken within. You need to quit blaming somebody else for the way you turned out. If you're a child of God, then you should have given it to God, and He should have taken it from you. But you hold on to it. You find comfort in it. Let go of it. Let go and let God right now. God wants to strengthen you in your inward parts right now.